joined by Chris Booth of CHAPS. But we're going to be talking today about an event that's happening on the 23rd of February. Tell us about CHAPS, who you are and how you got involved, and about your background as well, Chris.
Well, my background is that I'm a retired urological surgeon. That means I'm a plumber, so I deal with anything from the kidneys downwards. So it's kidneys, bladder, prostate, and the naughty bits, as it were. Our focus over the last few years as a charity has been very much on providing testing for prostate cancer, screening if you wish, and linking up with other charities to provide basically cardiovascular screening, screening for heart disease, risk of strokes, as well as heart disease, aortic aneurysms, diabetes. So we screen for all of those through the NHS Health Check, and we quite often work with other providers to provide such things as skin cancer screening, aortic aneurysm screening, physiotherapy for muscular aches and pains that people may have. And we do these through events, and the one that we're plugging now, of course, is the one in Grays on the 23rd of February.
Now, we said before about men find it quite difficult sometimes to go to the doctors. I think women are just, we're just generally a little bit different. I think younger men are probably going to the doctors more, but men 40 plus, it's still a little bit, you've got to drag people, you know, to the doctors. But people that have come along for these days, you have found in some cases things that are wrong, and you've managed to save lives or get early treatment.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Certainly the skin cancer screening that is provided by Mayflower Clinic, they pick up lots and lots of skin cancers. Now, these are not usually lethal, but they just get bigger and bigger on the skin, so they need dealing with. But the ones that really save lives is the prostate cancer screening. And we do this just through a simple blood test called PSA. And if you have an abnormal PSA, there's a 1 in 4 chance that the abnormality is due to an underlying prostate cancer. So that needs further investigation. And that's done by a simple MRI scan. That's the definitive test that will see whether there's a cancer present or not. And if it looks like there's a cancer present, then you have biopsies done. Biopsy techniques now are done under local anesthetic through the skin. They're very safe. We used to have problems with biopsies before, but now it's a very safe technique, less than 1% serious complication rate. And then we can diagnose prostate cancers and diagnose the aggressive ones that need treatment. And for every 100 men that we test, we estimate that we save about one life. The blood tests go off to a laboratory. We get the results back usually within about 48 hours. They then go off to the charitable company that does both the registration and collection of all of the details of the men who have the tests. Then we can send out the result. We give the result. We say where it fits within the range of normality or abnormality if it's abnormal. And then we can give each individual man who's got a normal test, we can give them an estimate of the risk that they're running of developing prostate cancer in the future. And we would advise men from the age of 40 onwards to start screening, particularly if they've got a risk. And the risk factors for men are their family history, if they've got a family history of prostate cancer, or just as important, if they've got a history of breast cancer or ovarian cancer on their mother's side of the family. Because if men inherit the BRCA1 gene, that puts their risk of developing prostate cancer up from 1 in 8, which is the normal risk that white Caucasian men run, up to 1 in 4. If they inherit the BRCA2 HER2 gene, though they've got a 50-50 chance of developing prostate cancer in early middle age, and it tends to be more aggressive. So it's a very nasty gene to inherit. Similarly, for black men, they are twice as likely as white men to develop prostate cancer, so they should start screening in their 40s. For most of us, though, we can start in our 50s. However, we're diagnosing men with prostate cancer at an earlier and earlier age. I'm aware that our charity in the last 2 years has diagnosed three men in their 40s. The youngest was 44, who've all had aggressive prostate cancer and all been successfully treated. So this is becoming more and more obvious that we need to test men, we need to assess their risk, and the chaps who are at high risk, they need initially annual screening, then going out to screening once every 2 years and so on until they get into their 70s. But for most of us, we only need a PSA test done about once every 3 to 5 years, and that's sufficient to pick up prostate cancers in most men who are at low risk.